like to invite Brother Jason to give some more details of and current announcements that have been going on with Share.
Thank you all for coming tonight to this event. I just wanted to give you, before I give you what we're doing today, I wanted to give you a very brief background about how Share International started. Basically, it started with three people. It was myself, Brother Asghar, and Sayyid Akbari, and we were looking at the floods that were happening in Pakistan in 2010. And we were watching it on TV, we were looking at it on the internet, we were reading the news like all of you do. But we said, you know, this isn't enough. You know, we, you know, alhamdulillah, we're privileged to live in a country where we have resources. We can, you know, we know, you know, different people. And we said, we really need to do something to help this, you know. So we started, we had the first fundraising dinner in 2010. We were raising money just for the flood relief. And then, and like I said, it started with three people. And, you know, now, alhamdulillah, you see, you know, we have, with, based on, you know, the efforts of all of us as a group, we've succeeded in raising, last year we raised over $100,000. And that's just the beginning. We want to do more. So we're having fundraising dinners. And we're also raising money online and through different avenues to try to bring some relief to this part of the world that really, you know, needs every single ounce of effort that we can put in, because these people are suffering, as the sister was telling you. And it's hard to imagine getting up in the morning and wondering, you know, am I going to come home today? Is my wife, is my husband going to come home today? Are my kids going to come home today safe? Or are they going to be killed or blown up? And this is real. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to give some support to these victims of what's going on. And like the sister said, let's not kid ourselves. The reason why they're being killed is because they're followers of Ahl al-Bayt. That's why. So we have to be clear about why it is. And as you know, inshallah, followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as followers of Ahl al-Bayt, inshallah, we have a duty more than other people to support them. So this is just a little brief introduction about what we're doing currently. We have the Hazrat Ali Akbar Fund, and this fund supports the higher educations of the orphans. And our target for, we have a target for each program, and our target for 2013 is to add 100 students. We're also involved in opening a new technical school in the city of Quetta, and the city of Quetta is the epicenter of this violence, and we want to give these students in this area an opportunity to succeed despite all of the obstacles that they face, inshallah. And so we're partnering with Share Pakistan and other organizations to, inshallah, open a technical school in the city of Quetta. And with your support and the support of our partners, inshallah, we'll make that happen. So please remember, when you're in your homes safe and warm, you know, please take a little time out to remember that there's many, many followers of Ahl al-Bayt and followers of Prophet Muhammad in the world who don't have that privilege. And inshallah, we can all work together to support them and do our duty, inshallah.